Hey guys, welcome to my first ever podcast. My name is TK, and you are listening to the crazy ramblings of a Gemini. So, let me tell you what compelled me to start this podcast. So quarantine happened, right? Well, first COVID-19 happened, then quarantine, and being stuck inside your house since like the end of March, you get a little bored, and there's only so much you can watch on TV, right? So, hello to this idea that generated in my head. Now, I know that it's beginning of July, took me a long time to actually commit to doing this, but I decided to say, well, fudge it, let's go for it, right? So, welcome to my first ever episode. I'm hoping that this goes smoothly, and that I can entertain you. If you're still stuck in quarantine like me, then hey, how you doing? just I guess a little bit about me. I am a single 24-year-old who still lives with her parents. No shame. yeah, but it's all good. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Who wants to be single during a pandemic? You know, I mean, who wants to be in a relationship during a pandemic anyway? Right? Anyway. So I guess this podcast is literally going to be my ramblings, because that's what I do. I ramble and I talk about random shit all day long. Or I can talk about random shit all day long. It's something I like to do, is talk. And once you get to know me, I can't shut up. So we'll see how long these episodes are, right? I hope to also maybe talk about stuff that's going on in the world right now, or what's relevant. Obviously, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, because who wants that, right? I'll talk about relevant things that I think people want to hear about. You know, why not? I'll also talk about stupid random shit. Like, I can be on topic 1 minute and then the next minute go off topic. So yeah, we'll have fun with that. But in all seriousness, I really wanted to do this podcast for people who are feeling a little alone in the middle of this pandemic, who are feeling a little down. Something to brighten their day. I want to make someone laugh or smile, however that may be. So that's why I am here today. And in case you haven't already figured it out, the name of this podcast is Crazy Ramblings of a Gemini Girl, or Ramblings of a Crazy Gemini. One of those two. I don't know. Haven't figured that out yet. But yeah, that is what I am naming this podcast. It has taken me forever to actually record this thing. And I think because I've just been so busy with not doing anything. That's a thing. Yeah. I guess you just sort of get stuck in your head, especially when you are stuck inside and you can't do much, which isn't too much of a problem for me considering I am an introvert. I mean, I spend my time writing and reading and making bracelets, friendship bracelets, but not like one of those like cheesy friendship bracelets. No, I like to do like the alpha bracelets that take forever to do. Okay, I've been working on this one alpha bracelet for like the last 3 weeks, and I'm not even halfway done yet. So that's what I use doing spend my time doing that and writing. I do love writing. It's one of my favorite pastimes. It's getting lost in my head a bit, in my own imagination. I do have stories out there. There's this website called Wattpad. Yeah, you can find me, Caitlin1952. Shameless plug. You're welcome. a lot of the stuff was written that I have on that website was written back when I was like a teenager, so it's not very good. However, there's this one story that I am writing that I have updated. There's two parts to it, so if you want to go take a look at it, go do it. It's called New World Order. I don't know. I think it's pretty good. Why not? and then I also write fanfic. Hey, don't judge. Okay. I mean, like, I write a lot of fanfic. Okay. Like, I love... I am, like, a big shipper. Is that a word? That's a word. I'm gonna go with that. Shipper, right? So basically, I ship couples that, like, in literature or, like, TV shows or movies that I think should definitely be together, right? A lot of the times they don't end up being canon, but, you know, it's fine. It's whatever. Ugh. You know. Anyway. But I love shipping characters. And so I write, my fan fiction are based off of some of the ships that I ship. I'll get more into that later. Maybe. We'll see. I do have fan fiction works out there on the internet for people to read. Don't know if I want to share that with you yet. Anyway. Yeah, so that's what I do. And, I guess welcome to my podcast. That was a long-ass introduction. 5 damn minutes. Jesus. Okay. But let's get right into it, shall we? The first thing I really wanted to talk about is cancel culture. I feel like that is a hot topic right now. And the reason I want to talk about cancel culture is because of the controversy with J.K. Rowling. If you haven't heard about what's going on with J.K. Rowling, you've been living under a rock. And I mean, don't use the excuse for being quarantined stuck inside your house as you not knowing what the hell is going on. Anyway, according to dictionary.com or Wikipedia, cancel culture is basically a form of boycott in which an individual who has acted or spoken in a questionable or controversial manner is boycotted. So if you don't know what's going on with J.K. Rowling, she basically said that transgender women aren't women. And that's just not right. Transgender men and women are men and women. They identify as a man or they identify as a woman. So the fact that she said that they aren't women because they don't have, like, a period or a menstrual cycle or can't bear children, it was the worst thing I have ever read in my life. I'm a self-proclaimed feminist. I do believe in women's rights, but what that means is I also believe in all women's rights. Meaning, if you were born a woman, or if you were born a woman with male genitalia, and you identify as a woman, hence transgender women. The idea that transgender people aren't what they say they are or who they say they are, and people saying that to them is heartbreaking because of all the scrutiny that they already go through. So I know that J.K. Rowling doesn't like the idea of cancel culture, but I'm guessing you don't like it because you're a part of it now. I just can't understand how a person who created a piece of work like Harry Potter, who talks about being different, who talks about accepting differences, goes and then says something like this. It was such a disappointing thing to hear, considering the fact, you know, I grew up reading Harry Potter. I grew up watching the movies. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I have wands, you know, from the Harry Potter theme park. I go to the Harry Potter theme park. You know what I mean? It's hard because it's like I've fallen in love with these characters, grown up with these characters, yet the person who created these characters doesn't, you know, you claim to be a human activist, yet what you said is not humane. And so it conflicted me a lot. It did. And then I saw this post on Tumblr, because yes, I'm on Tumblr, because why not? I feel like every depressed 24-year-old should have a Tumblr, right? Anyway, I saw this post on Tumblr that basically said, Harry Potter doesn't belong to the author anymore, that it belongs to its readers, that it belongs to its fans. And it confused me a bit because I'm like, well, as a writer, you know, when you've taken the time and it's taken a majority of your life to write this series, yeah, it becomes like your baby, you know, it becomes something really important to you that you hold to your heart. How is it not yours? But then when you decide to share with it to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world falls in love with it, and they can relate to it, then it's no longer yours, because you've decided to share it. So, if anyone has been feeling conflicted about whether or not they should, you know, continue to love the Harry Potter characters, or follow Harry Potter, or anything like that, you know, but feel like they shouldn't because J.K. Rowling said what she said, that's something that you have to find in with yourself and see and think of how you want to, you know, how you want to go by it. I've made peace with it for me, that, yeah, you know what? Harry Potter belongs to its fans now. It doesn't belong to her, not anymore. So I can't cancel out Harry Potter as a series because of what it has taught me. But J.K. Rowling as a person, oh, I will cancel all day long. And call me a hypocrite if you want, but that's what my beliefs are. And that's how I can cope with it. And you know, Daniel Radcliffe sort of said it perfectly. He said that, you know, don't let the actions of what she said change the way we feel about the characters that we've grown with, because they helped a lot of people. They really have. And if you let her comments destroy what you feel about the characters, then she wins, and we can't have that. So yeah, I wanted to touch base on that. Sorry for the melancholy shit, but you know, gotta get real here sometimes, people. Gotta get real. But yeah, I wanted to talk about that cancel culture because, I mean, she thinks it's wrong, but the only reason you think it's wrong is because you're a part of it now. Get over it. Like, yeah. Anyway, moving on. So I live in Florida. You don't need to know where, but I live in Florida, and if you haven't been watching the news, then Florida is one of the, I think, top three states with some of the highest number of COVID-19 cases in the United States right now. Yeah. Great. Means I can't leave my house yet, can I? Yeah, since this whole thing started, the only time I go out of my house is to get groceries with my mom. That's about it. Oh, and to the pharmacy because, you know, I got a lot of health issues and a bitch needs medicine, okay? That's about it. Before this whole pandemic, I went to the movies about every other weekend. I went to Disney at least twice a month because I am a Disney annual pass holder. And that was my escape. Yeah. Can't even do that. Kind of sucks. Especially not going to the whole movies thing. I love watching movies. Like, movies are the jam, okay? I enjoy watching all types of movies. You know, I was really excited for the live-action version of Mulan to come out. I had, like, the Dolby tickets that you spend, like, $20 a ticket on each. I was ready for this movie. I was so ready. And then COVID happened. And then they pushed it to July. And then, ready, because Florida doesn't know how to social distance, they had to push it again. Right? Because COVID cases are rising. So, I don't know when the hell I'm going to watch this movie. I guess whenever again, right? No, you know, Disney, you can always put it on video on demand. I'd be more than happy to pay $20, okay? To watch it in the comfort and safety of my own home. Thank you. Just an idea. Speaking of watching movies, I'm pretty sure I've seen a lot of Netflix shit. Like, I mean, if you haven't been watching Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus or any other video platform during this pandemic, what have you been doing? And I'm pretty sure I've gained like 15 pounds because I know nothing but sit on my couch. I really should like exercise. Really, I should. But I'm a lazy bitch. I'm not even ashamed to say that. But I mean, there's only so much you can watch, right? Okay. Look. So remember when 50 Shades of Grey was a thing? It was really popular. Everyone loved it. Yeah. Well, you know, that sort of died down, and then Netflix decides to release 365 Days, and Lord have mercy. That was something, wasn't it? Now, I know that's also a touchy subject because some people think that it glorifies, like, violence within a partnership. I mean, he did kidnap her. Yeah, I can see that. He kind of, ki I mean, he did. He didn't kind of. He kidnapped her in 365. I'm sorry if you haven't watched, I'm going to totally spoil it. But he basically kidnaps this chick because he sees her when he's about to die and he's like, oh, this is my saving grace. Well, when he actually sees her in person, he's like, well, because I'm a big mafia Italian dude, I'm going to kidnap her and make her fall in love with me. Bitch, that's not how it works. I wish. I mean, I would have no qualms if he kidnapped me, but still, that's besides the point, right? And then, hold on. Like, Netflix. There was the whole, you know, like, love on Netflix. I don't know if y'all are on TikTok, but as a millennial or zillennial, however you want to call it, that generation that's between millennials and Gen Zs, who have no really business being on TikTok, but is on TikTok anyway. So I did that whole watch the first scenes of love and film your reaction. Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't think that Netflix was that bold. That I can't even, I'm not sure I can talk about that on the internet, can I? I mean, yeah. So if you're 18 years or older, you can watch it. I don't think you'll get very far unless you're into that kind of stuff. But yeah, it right out of the gate. It's a shocker. So yeah, take a little gander at that if you want to take a look. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out what else to talk about. You know, I'm hoping that as my podcasts progress, I'm trying to do them once a week. So Thursdays, I guess, will be my day that I post them. So stay tuned for podcasts 3 Thursdays, maybe Fridays, depending on how lazy I am. Yeah. I'm hoping that they are more well written. Meaning, I'm probably going to sit down and I'm going to write out a podcast show for me to talk about so I don't forget to talk about stuff or have nothing to talk about because then I start to ramble. Hence why the name of my podcast is Ramblings of a Crazy Gemini. Because I mean, I do ramble. I mean, I can switch topics real fast. Sort of. Kind of. Yeah, who knows? Maybe. Oh, okay, I mean, you know what? Yeah, I got more stuff to talk about. I got more stuff to talk about. Look, I am not afraid to tell you what my political views are, okay? I hate Donald Trump. I am not a Donald Trump fan. So if you like Donald Trump and you get offended that someone says that they hate Donald Trump, then this podcast is not for you. So please kindly exit. Thank you. Continuing, for those who agree with my opinions and beliefs, did you hear that this I'm trying not to curse. Did you hear that this man that we call president, wants to ban TikTok because he says that it's stealing our personal information? Like, okay. More like you want to cancel it because TikTok was the platform that people used to make sure that not a lot of people showed up to your rally in Ohio. That's what that means. That you are being so petty and such a big baby that you want to ban a platform, a social media platform, solely because of the fact that they made your rally like nothing. Get over it. Like, for real. God. I can't stand him. Like, his voice is so annoying. Like, every time he talks, you want to know what I hear? I hear that teacher from the Peanuts, okay? Wah, 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 wah. That's all I hear. That's all I hear. Like, I can't. I visit, like, physically have a reaction, like a physical reaction every time I hear his voice. It's that bad. I cannot be the only one. Yeah, no, he's not my favorite person in the world. He's a racist, he's a sexist, he's a bigot. Yeah, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Pretty sure he's a rapist too, but you know, that's for another day. Oh, speaking of, look, I think, and I know this is like old news, but I mean, it's kind of relevant for what's going on now. I think that Jeffrey Epstein was totally killed. Come on. Like, it's such a coincidence that he so conveniently committed suicide. I'm doing air quotes in case you can't see it. Well, obviously you can't because it's a podcast. Conveniently committed suicide, right? Just before he was going to, you know, testify. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Suicide. We'll go with that. And then, ready? Epstein's, girlfriend or whatever? She got arrested too? Look, if she conveniently commits suicide, again, air quotes, then something's going on. Like, I honestly believe that someone killed Epstein because he was going to blow the shit out of everyone that Trump was associated with, as well as Trump. Like, oh, there was gonna be secrets revealed. There was gonna be some, like, it was gonna be crazy. Like, I honestly believe that. So, yeah, he didn't commit suicide. Someone murdered him to keep him quiet. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was the government behind it, because, I mean, our government is shady like that. If you want to continually listen to my crazy conspiracy theories, I honestly believe that the government has something to do with, what's his name? Oh my god, Kennedy's assassination. Yeah, I totally believe that Kennedy's assassination was totally constructed by the government. But that's a story for another time. Another podcast. Maybe I'll do a podcast strictly on the conspiracy theories that I believe. It's a lot of them. I'm quite naive. Yeah. Anyway. Well, this podcast is getting to be about 30 minutes long, ain't it? Just about. Maybe I'll do a couple more minutes. if I can figure out a couple more minutes of shit to say. You know what? Maybe I'm done. Nah, I think I'm good. Okay, since you lasted this long, if you have, thank you so much. Subscribe, however the hell you subscribe, because I have no idea where I'm posting this thing. but yeah, subscribe. thank you for sticking around this long. If you did, I will tell you some of the fan fiction that I write. a lot of Gendria fanfiction, and I will explain that to you for those who do not know what fanfiction is. Or what Gendria is. So Gendria is the ship name for Gendry and Arya from Game of Thrones. Yes, I ship them, okay? They became canon in the final season of Game of Thrones before the writers decide to destroy it. I don't even want to get into the last season of Game of Thrones, because... yeah. Look, I am a forever GOT fan. I'm even starting to read the books. That's taking a time, let me tell you. But what those writers did to the last season of Game of Thrones, oh. Come on now. HBO gave you a 10-episode season order and you decided to do it in 6. Honeys, you should have taken the 10 episodes, okay? Anyway, so yeah, I write a lot of fan fiction for those, that couple that I ship, because even though they became canon and subsequently their canon was, I mean, subsequently, you know, their ship was sunk by said canon, I love writing about them. I do like modern AUs. AU stands for alternate universe, so like modern times, obviously modern alternate universe. I've also written a lot of canon divergence, which means that it diverges from canon, and canon basically means what is already in place for a show or story or movie. Yeah. So do a lot of that, like a lot. I think I started writing fan fiction after Game of Thrones end. No. Yeah. So a little over a year now? Yeah, I have nothing better to do with my life, people. Haven't you figured that out already? Like, I'm an introvert. A sad, lonely, pathetic introvert. Nothing better to do with my life than to fantasize about a fictional ship that is not even real. Yeah. Story of my life. Like, sometimes I wish that my life was a romance. Like a romantic TV show or book or something other than what it is, because Lord have mercy. Like, if my life could be a constant, like, comedy with the laugh reel in the background, I think it'd be much more better than the life that I have now. Not saying that my life sucks, because it doesn't. Like, I thank God every day that I have air in my lungs, but it has to be a little bit more exciting than what I have now, right? Not that I'm complaining. Like, honestly. But I am, aren't I? It does sound like I'm complaining, doesn't it? It's fine. I'm fine. We're all fine in this world, right? Anyway. Yeah. Next episode, I guess we'll talk about whatever comes to mind. I'm telling you, Look, I say I'm gonna totally write a structure on how this podcast is gonna be, but let me be real with you. I'll probably just talk about whatever comes to mind at the point, right? Like, maybe I'll gather information and, you know what? I could, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting ideas as I go along. I'm telling you, ramblings of a crazy Gemini. I can't stay on track for, like, to save my life. Like, I'm surprised I did as good in school as I did, because I'm pretty sure I had, like, some type of ADHD thing or, like, ADD or something like that. And I was just never diagnosed, okay? Because I go off topic all the time. Like, I get distracted real easily. It's sad. It's, like, bad. anyway. yeah, so, if you like this podcast, wherever you're listening, subscribe to it. I will have weekly shows, I promise. Whether or not they're on the same day every week is a different story, but I will post them weekly. Tell me what you think, if you can. I want to hear feedback. Maybe I'll start a segment of where you email me questions and I can answer any of your questions that you have. But thank you for joining me tonight or morning or whatever time of day you are listening. Have a great one. Stay nerdy. Peace.